All right, Dan, so let's chat a little bit. Obviously, you've been serving as the vice president of the organization for a while now. Tell me a little bit more about yourself, though, your ranch, kind of your background. Where do you come from in North Dakota?
Sure. My family and I, we ranch at Mackville, North Dakota. Our family's been there for many, many years. I ranch with my daughter and her recently acquired husband, my wife, Teresa, and we have a son, Scott, that lives in Fargo. He works for Spotlight Media.
Okay.
We run a cow-calf operation. We wrap background calves and develop bred heifers and run yearlings. So that's what we do.
Yeah, and so tell me a little bit how you first got involved with the organization and eventually moved up into a leadership role.
Well, I think I'm a 30-year member of this organization, and for the last, I suppose 8 years, I've been a director representing District 1. And as we've gone through the process of vice president and now as the incoming president, it's been a good experience.
Yeah, and so obviously with, like you said, nearly 30 years of experience with the organization, how has the industry changed over the years? What are some of the biggest changes you've seen? I mean, it's only upwards from here on out, but a lot has happened.
Well, probably one thing that I see so much is, you know, consolidation of operations. Our organization still maintains over 3,000 members, which represents a whole gob of the beef industry in the state, but we just see this continual consolidation of operations, and you'll see that in all parts of agriculture.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, it's always good, though, to see livestock still in our state, to see the industry thriving. I mean, we go through a fair share of challenges and issues, as you know, on the policy side of things, but it really is a growing industry and thriving here in North Dakota, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, the livestock industry is a tremendous industry. You know, last year we had some liquidation of cows because of the drought, but those numbers will come back, and we'll continue to see that. There seems to be a new emphasis on the livestock industry. You see and hear a lot more of it in, you know, with all the grazing programs we've got going on, and the livestock industry is doing very well.
I know you mentioned drought last year, obviously heavily impacting more of our Western producers, but it's got to be a complete turnaround for all producers across the state to see a little more green grass and have a healthy year out there for their cows.
Yeah, well, like 2017 was a tremendous drought that affected a big part of the state. This year, of course, most of our state got off to a really good start. We had a lot of grass and good growth. Right now, in fact, in our home area, we're feeling the effects of, I mean, we would kill for a bunch of rain right now. But overall, the state is a tremendous improvement from 2017.
Yeah, most definitely. So final, I guess, thought to leave our listeners with, Dan, is, of course, you're going to be stepping into the role as president this year. What goals, what aspirations do you have for the association? Obviously, it's going to be a great year, right?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of things on the horizon. Of course, we've got the legislative session coming up here this winter. Our organizations, we're hoping to change the no-posting laws in this state, and that'll be a legislative effort. The other thing we're excited about is through this process of the convention, our directors and management of this organization have been asked or given direction to start a new association headquarters. So that's going to be a big thing. We're going to need funds to do that, and we're going to need to choose a site and get going on that. So that's what we're hoping for.